Hey, this is Jordan Soffer, and I'm from Greenwich, Connecticut, and today I'm going to be talking to you about Limud. Limud is the Hebrew word for learning, and Limud is devoted to Jewish learning, really in every conceivable form, from learning Torah in the most traditional sense to learning how to make Jewish cocktails. There are sessions about Middle Eastern politics and sessions about Judaism and Buddhism. There are meetups for college students and sessions about ethical wills. Really, it's a broad, diverse community coming together with a shared passion for Jewish life. It's a weekend away. I'm the co-chair of the one in New York, where you meet tons and tons of Jewish people. We'll have about 700 people participating this year, and we participate in a wide array of classes. Limud was founded in the UK in 1980. There are now 84 Limud communities around the world in 44 countries running local Limud events. Actually, in 2015, 33,000 people participated in these Limud events created by some 3,000 or so volunteers. Essentially, Limud meets once a year, and in different places it meets for a different length. We in New York, for example, meet every President's Weekend in February for a long weekend of learning and growing and community and song and dance. Really, it's broad. And in other places, it meets for a different length of time. In the UK, for example, it meets over Christmas break for a full week. And in other places in New York and in Cape Town, South Africa, it might meet for a day or even an afternoon. But the model is once a year, really focused on Jewish learning and Jewish growth. One of the things I'm proudest of Limud is that we don't have a single demographic outside of, obviously, the Jewish world, but we see consistent numbers from teens and 20-somethings to people in their 30s to 40s, 50s, 60s, and really we have people in their 70s and 80s, and there's no one group that outnumbers any other group, and the same thing can be said about denominations, that we have pretty equal representation from conservative, orthodox, reform, reconstructionist, and renewal synagogues. There's no one denomination that dominates. When I'm not at Limud, I'm actually a teacher. I'm in a day school. And one thing that I try to tell my children, my students all the time, is the concept that reasonable people can disagree. And when it comes to Jewish life, I think we say it, but rarely do we actually live it. And do we see that equally committed people can live equally committed lives that look entirely different? And Limud has opened my eyes to that. It's become way more than a mantra. It's become a way of life to know that people who care as deeply as I do, who are as compassionate and knowledgeable as I potentially am, many of them far more knowledgeable, far more kind than I am, live Jewish lives that are so different. And to develop not only a respect for that, but an admiration and an understanding of Judaism that lives for that and breathes for that kind of diversity, as something not just that we tolerate, but that we love and embrace and yearn for. If you want to register for the conference, you just go to our website, you can click on registration, and there's a simple registration form, and at the end you'll be asked for a payment. But I want to stress that we want everyone there. We want you there, whether you are going to be our biggest donor or whether or not this is a big financial burden. So if it is a burden, talk to us. There are ways to get involved to lower the cost. We're always looking for ways to make it as accessible as possible to everyone. So don't let that be something that gives you pause. Just reach out to us and we'll make it work. It's simple enough as going to Limud, Limud.org. And once you go to Limud.org, you can search for a Limud in your area and find out what's happening by you. This is Jordan Soffer from Greenwich, Connecticut, and you're listening to Jewish Rock Radio, the official home for Jewish rock.